The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, 12th Chapter, Text Number 3, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on April 14th, 1976, in Bombay, India.
Translation: Being called by the spiritual master, one should study the Vedic mantras regularly, and every day, before beginning his study, and at the end of the study, the disciple should offer respectfully his obeisances unto the spiritual master.
Sannyasi adhiyato guru ahuta cetho sudantika upakrame avasane cha charanam sirasaname. This is the training. The brahmachari should rise early in the morning and watch the guru, agni, fire, surya. In the morning there should be class. And on the order of the guru, they should assemble and began reading Vedic literature, khandans. So, for reading Vedic literature, it does not require any erudite scholarship. Simply, one has to hear. Therefore, the another name of Vedic literature is called Shruti. Shruti, Smriti, Purana. This class means that everyone has to learn Sanskrit. No, that is not necessary. You may be a very good scholar or not, but Krishna has given you the facility of seeing and hearing. You have got eyes, you have got ear. So, in the Gurukul, the students, they first of all attain the Mangala Arati, Guru Vandana, hearing. Then here this Vedic literature. Here is Vedic literature, Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita. They are all Vedic literature. The Mahabharata is Pancham Ved. The four Vedas are there, Sam, Yajurveda, Kathadva. And Mahabharata is Pancham Ved, the fifth Veda. Sri Shudra Vijamandana, Trina Shruti Gotara. Woman and Shudra and Vijamandana, they cannot understand Vedic language. It is difficult. For them, Vyasadeva made Mahabharata. The manner of studying history, Mahabharata, Mahabharata means the great history of Greater India. So in that history, Vedic literature, Pancham Ved, there is the Bhagavad Gita, a sense. So if you read Bhagavad Gita, even if you read Bhagavad Mahabharata, there is all Vedic literature. Mahabharata, Ramayana, the Puranas, the Upanishads, Vedanta Sutra, and the Vedas, original Vedas. Original Veda is Atharva. Atharva Ved was divided into four parts, Sam, Yajurveda, Kathadva. So they are all Vedic literature. So, especially in this age, Bhagavad Gita is a sense of Vedic literature, and it is based on the Vedanta Sutra. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, hetumabhi ministita, brahma sutra padaishaiva, hetumabhi ministita. This Bhagavad Gita is based on brahma sutra. Brahma sutra means Vedanta sutra. Vedanta sutra is very important. It is the summary of Vedic study. Sutra. Janmadvasya-jataha. This is a sutra, a synopsis. And you can explain very nicely from the Vedas. So there are small sutras, aphorism. From that aphorism you can expand. Vedanta is the summary of all the Vedic literature. Anta, the supplement of the Vedic literature. And Srimad Bhagavatam is the explanation of Vedanta Sutra. Bhāsaṁ Brahma Sutrāṇā. In every chapter of Srimad Bhāgavatam, you will find Brahma Sutra Bhāsa. This is real commentary of the Brahma Sutra. So, one should read daily, at least 1-2 hours, that is human life. We are going to the libraries for reading newspaper and nonsense literature, but they will not come to hear Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is a sense of basic literature. Nigama kalpataru dalitam phalanidam. It is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Nigama. Nigama means Vedas. Agama Nigama. So Nigama Kalpataru. Vedic Vedas is just like desire tree. Whatever knowledge you want to get, there is perfect result. Without any mistake, without any illusion, without any cheating. All other literatures, man-made literatures, you will find these things. Cheating, imperfectness, mistakes, and illusion. In the Vedic literature, you won't find these four defects. Therefore, according to Vedic civilization, if you give evidence from Vedic literature, it is to be accepted. Namaharajan. Anything which is accepted in the Vedas, Vedavatam, there is no more argument. This is Indian civilization. All our literature will find that for full of quotation from Vedic literature to prove it that it is actual, it is not imaginary. So, one should read or hear Sandhansi. Sandhansi Adhīva, Adhīvata, Guru Rāhu. It is Guru's duty, other Dubbhākhyāṁ, tad-vijñānātham sādhuru-meiva vidacche, tad-vijñān, transcendental knowledge, one should approach Guru. So, Gurukul means Guru's grace. So, he keeps the disciples to learn the Vedic literature. This is Gurukul. We are constructing such big houses. Why? We are inviting people to come here and live this in this Gurukul and learn Vedic literature. This is our purpose. Bombay is a very big city. People are rich. So we can give you a nice room, nice prasadam, Come here, live here, at least once in a week, and learn Vedic literature at Vedic civilization. The essence of Vedic literature is Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhashyam Brahma Sutranam, Vidartha Parivintam. Our mission is to invite people to take advantage of learning Vedic literature, sannyas. And what is the ultimate goal of studying Vedic literature? That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Veda ishta sarvai ahameva vedam. So understand Krishna. So, therefore our movement is known as Krishna consciousness. So, sannyasa dhiyata guru ahuta chet su jantrita. Very well here. Just like machine works systematically. Everyone has seen the machine of the watch is working very systematically, correctly. Similarly, every student, every disciple must work very correctly like the machine. There is no question why you did not attain the school or the class. You cannot say that this is this, this is this. No. As machine was, everyone should attend the class, rise early in the morning, attend Mangalarati. This is called Sujantita. Working like machine. No discrepancy. That is wanted. Sujantita. Then, upakrame avasane. In the beginning and in the end, the student should come and offer obeisances to the lotus feet of Guru. This is the beginning. Adho Gudbhasya, Jasya Prasadam Bhagavat Prasad. This is the principle. If you offer your respectful obeisances to Guru, he becomes free. Anyone, even one is offender, if he comes and offers obedience to the superior Guru, then even there was offense, he forgets. Father of his son may be offender, but when he comes and offers his respect to the father, he forgets. So that should be done regularly. Sujantita, just like machine, as soon as one sees Guru, immediately must offer obeisance. Beginning and, when he comes to see Guru, he must offer obeisances, and when he leaves that place, he must offer obeisances. And in between, coming and going, he should learn from the Guru Vedic understanding. This is the principle of living in Gurukul. So, upakrame avasane cha charanau sadasaname. Just as the lotus feet of Guru, the brahmachari, so our students, they are very obedient, and if our student sees the Guru 100 times, he practices this process, offering of the senses, while meeting and while going. These things have to be practiced. Then, jampa, brahmachari guru tule, basan jampa. Then he'll be controlled, self-controlled. Obedience is the first law of discipline. If there is no obedience, there cannot be any discipline. And if there is no discipline, you cannot manage anything. That is not possible. Therefore, this is very essential that the student should be very disciplined. Disciple means one who follows discipline. This is disciple. Shishya. The Sanskrit word is also the rank. Shishya. I've several times explained. Shishya, it comes from the verb shash, sasha, ruling. So shishya means one who voluntarily accepts the ruling of the spiritual master. Who's called shishya? Shishya, sasham, shastra, shatra, sasham, these things are the same, from the same root. this is the instruction. Sanyasya dhīta guru rāhu tasche sudantita upakrame abhusānita charanau śrīrasānam. This is essential to make the human life real civilized. The children should be sent to the gurukul, but there is no gurukul at the present moment. So we are starting, we are not from gurukul in the United States, Texas. We are starting another gurukul in Vrindavan, and we can start another gurukul here in Bombay to train the students. I wanted to start this gurukul long, long ago, before going to the U.S. 1960s, say 62, 61. But I approached so many gentlemen, friends, they never agreed to give their sons to Guru. They never agreed. Everyone said, Swamiji, what benefit there will be by training our students in the Gurukul way? They have to earn their bread. No. So that is India's position now. They do not care for their original culture. They are after money. You teach them something to earn money. Therefore they are after technology. This is not experience in India. In US also, many Indian students questioned me. Long ago, when I was sitting in the Berkeley University, one Indian student came forward and he said, Swamiji, what this Hare Krishna will do? We have to learn now technology, he said. So this is India's mentality at the present moment, that they are not very much interested in the spiritual advancement of life. It is very risky, because these foolish persons, they do not know how much risky it is to spoil the human life simply for eating, sleeping, making, and gambling. This is very risky life. The Krishna consciousness movement is very scientific movement. It is trying to save the human society from its risky life. Risky life means that if you are not cultured, if you do not take to Krishna consciousness and properly trained up, there is every chance to become again cats and dogs next life. This is the understanding. Tathādehāntaram prāpti, I repeatedly say this. Krishna confirms, Krishna says, now we are repeating Krishna's word. Dehāntara prāpti, you have to change this body to another. And if you do not properly walk like human beings, and if you keep yourself like cats and dogs, this dehāntara prāpti means you get the body of cats and dogs and pigs. They do not know the science. Therefore they want to forget that there is life after death. They think after death everything is safe. But that is not the case. The Krishna consciousness movement is trying to help everyone so that he may not fall again to the cycle of birth and death. at the risk of becoming cats and dogs. Thank you very much.